Sec 4402, classification for specialty occupation workers from free trade countries, a non-immigrant status, section 101A15E8 U.S.C. 1101A15E is amended. 1. In the matter preceding clause I, by inserting bilateral investment treaty or free trade agreement after treaty of commerce and navigation. 2. In clause E, by striking or at the end. And 3. By adding at the end the following. If solely to perform services in a specialty occupation in the United States, if the alien is a national of a country other than Chile, Singapore, or Australia, with which the United States has entered into a free trade agreement, regardless of whether such an agreement is a treaty of commerce and navigation, and with respect to whom the Secretary of Labor determines and certifies to the Secretary of Homeland Security and the Secretary of State that the intending employer has filed with the Secretary of Labor an attestation under Section 212T. V. Solely to perform services in a specialty occupation in the United States, if the alien is a national of the Republic of Korea, and with respect to whom the Secretary of Labor determines and certifies to the Secretary of Homeland Security and the Secretary of State that the intending employer has filed with the Secretary of Labor an attestation under Section 212T.R. V. Solely to perform services as an employee and who has at least a high school education or its equivalent, or has, during the most recent 5-year period, at least 2 years of work experience in an occupation which requires at least 2 years of training or experience, if the alien is a national of a country designated as an eligible sub-Saharan African country under Section 104 of the African Growth and Opportunity Act 19 U.S.C. 3703, R. II, designated as a beneficiary country for purposes of the Caribbean Basin Economic Recovery Act 19 U.S.C. 2700 of SFI, the numerical limitation section 214G11, 8 U.S.C. 1184G11, is amended. 1. In subparagraph A, by striking section 101A15EII and inserting clauses II and V of section 101A15E, and 2. By amending subparagraph B to read as follows. The applicable numerical limitation referred to in subparagraph A for each fiscal year is at 10,500 for each of the nationalities identified in clause II of section 101A15E, and the 10,500 for all aliens described in clause B of subsection I. C. Free Trade Agreement section 214G8 U.S.C. 1184G is amended by adding at the end the following. 12A. The free trade agreements referred to in section 101A15E are defined as any free trade agreement designated by the Secretary of Homeland Security with the concurrence of the United States Trade Representative and the Secretary of State. B. The Secretary of State may not approve a number of initial applications submitted for aliens described in clause F or D of section 101A15E that is more than 5,000 per fiscal year for each country with which the United States has entered into a free trade agreement. C. The applicable numerical limitation referred to in subparagraph A shall apply only to principal aliens and not to the spouses or children of sub-alien. T. Non-immigrant professionals section 212T.8 U.S.C. 1182T is amended by striking section 101A15EII. Each place that term appears and inserting clause F or D of section 101A15E. Sec 4403. E-visa reform. A non-immigrant category section 101A15EII 8 U.S.C. 1101A15EII is amended by inserting or solely to perform services as an employee and who has at least a high school education or its equivalent, or has, within 5 years, at least 2 years of work experience in an occupation which requires at least 2 years of training or experience, if the alien is a national of the Republic of Ireland after Australia. B. Temporary admission section 212B38 8 U.S.C. 1182D3A is amended to read as follows. A. Except as otherwise provided in this subsection. I. An alien who is applying for a non-immigrant visa and who the consular officer knows or believes to be ineligible for such visa under subsection A other than subparagraphs AII, AE, AII, C, EI, and EE of paragraph 3 of such subsection. I. After approval by the Secretary of Homeland Security of a recommendation by the Secretary of State or by the consular officer that the alien be admitted temporarily, this type ALIENS inadmissibility may be granted such a visa and may be admitted into the United States temporarily as a non-immigrant in the discretion of the Secretary of Homeland Security. R. II. Absent such recommendation and approval, be granted a non-immigrant visa pursuant to section 101A15E if such ineligibility is based solely on conduct in violation of paragraph 6, 7, or 9 of section 212A that occur before the date of enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act, and a. An alien who is inadmissible under subsection A other than subparagraphs AII, AE, AII, C, EI, and EE of paragraph 3 of such subsection is in possession of appropriate documents or was granted a waiver from such document requirement and is seeking admission may be admitted into the United States temporarily as a non-immigrant in the discretion of the Secretary of Homeland Security, who shall prescribe conditions including exaction of such bonds as may be necessary to control and regulate admission and return of inadmissible aliens applying for temporary admission under this paragraph. See numerical limitation section 214G11B 8 USC 1184G11B is amended by striking the period at end and inserting for each of nationalities identified under section 101A15EII. Set 4404. Other changes to non-immigrant visas, deportability paragraphs 1 and 2 of section 214 and 8 USC 1184 and are amended to read as follows. 1. A non-immigrant alien described in paragraph 2, who was previously issued a visa or otherwise provided non-immigrant status under section 101A15HIB or 101A15OI is authorized to accept new employment pursuant to such section upon the filing by the prospective employer of a new petition on behalf of such non-immigrant as provided under subsection A. Employment authorization shall continue for such alien until the new petition is adjudicated. If the new petition is denied, such authorization shall cease. 2. A non-immigrant alien described in this paragraph is a non-immigrant alien. A. Who has been lawfully admitted into the United States. B. On whose behalf an employer has filed a non-frivolous petition for new employment before the date of expiration of the period of stay authorized by the Secretary of Homeland Security. And C. Who subsequent to such lawful admission has not been employed without authorization in the United States before the filing of such petition. B. Waiver the undesignated material at the end of section 214C3, 8 USC 1184C3 is amended to read as follows. The Secretary of Homeland Security shall provide by regulation for the waiver of the consultation requirement under subparagraph A in the case of aliens who have been admitted as non-immigrants under section 101A15OI because of extraordinary ability in the arts or extraordinary achievement in motion picture or television production and who seek readmission to perform similar services within 3 years after the date of the consultation under such subparagraph, provided that in the case of aliens admitted because of extraordinary achievement in motion picture or television production, such waiver shall apply only if the prior consultations by the appropriate union and management organization were favorable or raised no objection to the approval of the petition. Not later than 5 days after such a waiver is provided, the Secretary shall forward a copy of the petition and all supporting documentation to the National Office of an appropriate labor organization. In the case of an alien seeking entry for a motion picture or television production, any opinion under the previous sentence shall only be advisory. A. Any such opinion that recommends denial must be in writing. II. In making the decision, the Attorney General shall consider the exigencies and scheduling of the production. If the Attorney General shall append to the decision any such opinion. And V. Upon making the decision, the Attorney General shall immediately provide a copy of the decision to the consulting labor and management organization. Sec 4405. Treatment of non-immigrants during adjudication of application. Section 214 8 U.S.C. 1184 as amended by sections 3609 and 4233 is further amended by adding at the end the following. U. Treatment of non-immigrants during adjudication of application. A non-immigrant alien granted employment authorization pursuant to sections 101A15A, 101A15E, 101A15G, 101A15H, 101A15I, 101A15J, 101A15L, 101A15O, 101A15P, 101A15Q, 101A15R, 214E, and such other sections as the Secretary of Homeland Security may, by regulations prescribe, whose status has expired, but who has, or whose sponsoring employer or authorized agent has filed a timely application or petition for an extension of such employment authorization and non-immigrant status as provided under subsection A is authorized to continue employment with the same employer until the application or petition is adjudicated. Such authorization shall be subject to the same conditions and limitations as the initial grant of employment authorization. Sec 4406, non-immigrant elementary and secondary school students. Section 214M1B, 8 USC 1184M1B is amended striking unless and all that follows through E and inserting unless. Sec 4407, J1 Summer Work Travel Visa Exchange Visitor Program Fee. Section 281 8 USC 1351 as amended by Section 4105 is further amended by adding at the end the following. J1 Summer Work Travel Participant Fee. In addition to the fees authorized under subsection A, the Secretary of State shall collect a $100 fee from each non-immigrant entering under the Summer Work Travel Program conducted by the Secretary of State pursuant to the Foreign Affairs Reform and Restructuring Act of 1998 Division G of Public Law 105-277, 112 Stat 2681-761. Fees collected under this subsection shall be deposited into the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Trust Fund established under Section 6A1 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act. Sec 4408, J Visa Eligibility, a speakers of certain foreign languages. Section 101A15J, 8 USC 1101A15J, is amended to read as follows. J, an alien having a residence in a foreign country which he has no intention of abandoning who I is a bona fide student, scholar, trainee, teacher, professor, research assistant, specialist, or leader in a field of specialized knowledge or skill, or other person of similar description, who is coming temporarily to the United States as a participant in a program designated by the Director of the United States Information Agency for the purpose of teaching, instructing, or lecturing, studying, observing, conducting research, consulting, demonstrating special skills, or receiving training, and who, if such alien, is coming to the United States to participate in the program under which such alien will receive graduate medical education or training, also meets the requirements of Section 212J, and alien spouse and minor children of any such alien, if accompanying such alien or following to join such alien, or A, is coming to the United States to perform work involving specialized knowledge or skill, including teaching on a full-time or part-time basis that requires proficiency of languages spoken as a native language in countries of which fewer than 5,000 nationals were lawfully admitted for permanent residence in the United States in the previous year. B. Requirement for annual list of countries. The Secretary of State shall publish an annual list of the countries described in Clause E of Section 101A-15J of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101A-15J, as added by subsection A. C. Summer work travel program employment in seafood processing, notwithstanding any other provision of law or regulation, including Part 62 of Title 22, Code of Federal Regulations, or any proposed rule, the Secretary of State shall permit participants in the summer work travel program described in Section 62.32 of such Title 22, who are admitted under Section 101A-15J of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101A-15J, as amended by subsection A, to be employed in seafood processing positions in Alaska. Section 4409, F1 visa fee, Section 281-8 U.S.C. 1351, as amended by Sections 4105 and 4407, is further amended by adding, at the end, the following, F1 visa fee. 1. In general, in addition to the fees authorized under subsection A, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall collect a $100 fee from each non-immigrant admitted under Section 101A-15-FI. Fees collected under this subsection shall be deposited into the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Trust Fund, established under Section 6A1 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act. 2. Rulemaking. The Secretary of Homeland Security, in conjunction with the Secretary of State, shall promulgate regulations to ensure that A. The fee authorized under paragraph 1 is paid on behalf of all J-1 non-immigrants seeking entry into the United States. B. A fee related to the hiring of a J-1 non-immigrant is not deducted from the wages or other compensation paid to the J-1 non-immigrant. And C. Not more than one fee is collected per day of non-immigrant. Set 4410. Pilot program for remote B non-immigrant visa interviews. Section 222-8 U.S.C. 1202 is amended by adding at the end the following. I1. Except as provided in paragraph 3, the Secretary of State A. shall develop and conduct a pilot program for processing visas under Section 101A-15B using secure remote video conferencing technology as a method for conducting any required in-person interview of applicants. And B. In consultation with the heads of other federal agencies that use such secure communications, shall help ensure the security of the video conference in transmission and encryption conducted under subparagraph A. 2. Not later than 90 days after the termination of the pilot program authorized under paragraph 1, the Secretary of State shall submit to the appropriate committees of Congress a report that contains A. A detailed description of the results of such program, including an assessment of the efficacy, efficiency, and security of the remote video conferencing technology as a method for conducting visa interviews of applicants, and B. Recommendations for whether such program should be continued, broadened, or modified. 3. The pilot program authorized under paragraph 1 may not be conducted if the Secretary of State determines that such program A. poses an undue security risk, and B. cannot be conducted in a manner consistent with maintaining security controls. 4. If the Secretary of State makes a determination under paragraph 3, the Secretary shall submit a report to the appropriate committees of Congress that describes the reasons for such determination. 5. In this subsection, the term appropriate committees of Congress means A. the Committee on the Judiciary, the Committee on Foreign Relations, and the Committee on Appropriations of the Senate, and A. the Committee on the Judiciary, the Committee on Foreign Affairs, and the Committee on Appropriations of the House of Representatives. B. The term in-person interview includes interviews conducted using remote video technology. Set 4411. Providing consular officers with access to all terrorist databases and requiring heightened scrutiny of applications for admission from persons listed on terrorist databases, Section 222-8 U.S.C. 1202, as amended by Section 4410, is further amended by adding, at the end, the following. J. Providing consular officers with access to all terrorist databases and requiring heightened scrutiny of applications for admission from persons listed on terrorist databases. 1. Access to the Secretary of State. A. In general, except as provided in subparagraph B, the Secretary of State shall have access to all terrorism records and databases maintained by any agency or department of the United States for the purposes of determining whether an applicant for admission poses a security threat to the United States. The exception, the head of such an agency or department may only withhold access to terrorism records and databases from the Secretary of State if such head is able to articulate that withholding is necessary to prevent unauthorized disclosure of information that clearly identifies or would reasonably permit ready identification of intelligence or sensitive law enforcement sources, methods, or activities. 2. Biographic and biometric screening. A requirement for biographic and biometric screening, notwithstanding any other provision of this Act, the Secretary of State shall require every alien applying for admission to the United States to submit to biographic and biometric screening to determine whether the alien's name or biometric information is listed in any terrorist watch list or database maintained by any agency or department of the United States. B. Exclusions. No alien applying for a visa to the United States shall be granted such visa by a consular officer if the alien's name or biometric information is listed in any terrorist watch list or database referred to in subparagraph A, unless I. Screening of the alien's visa application against interagency counterterrorism screening systems which compare the applicant's information against data in all counterterrorism watch lists and databases reveals no potentially pertinent links to terrorism. E. The consular officer submits the application for further review to the Secretary of State and the heads of other relevant agencies, including the Secretary of Homeland Security and the Director of National Intelligence, and II. The Secretary of State, after consultation with the Secretary of Homeland Security, the Director of National Intelligence, and the heads of other relevant agencies, certifies that alien is admissible to the United States. Sec. 4412, Visa Revocation Information. Section 428 of the Homeland Security Act of 2002, 6 U.S.C. 236, is amended by adding at the end the following: J. Visa revocation information if the Secretary of State or the Secretary of Homeland Security revoke a visa. 1. The fact of the revocation shall be immediately provided to the relevant consular officers, law enforcement, and terrorist screening databases. And 2. A notice of such revocation shall be posted to all Department of Homeland Security FAR inspectors and to all consular officers. Sec. 4413. Status for certain battered spouses and children. A non-immigrant status for certain battered spouses and children. Section 101A-51A U.S.C. 1101A-51 as amended by Section 2305B-60III is further amended. 1. In subparagraph E, by striking or at the end. 2. In subparagraph F, by striking the period at the end and inserting or and. 3. By adding at the end the following: G. Section 106 as an abused derivative alien by. B. Relief for abused derivative aliens. 1. In general, Section 106A U.S.C. 11058 is amended to read as follows. Sec. 106. Relief for abused derivative aliens. A. Abused derivative alien defined in this section. The term abused derivative alien means an alien who 1. Is the spouse or child admitted under Section 101A-15 or pursuant to blue card status granted under Section 2211 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act. 2. Is accompanying or following to join a principal alien admitted under such a section, and 3. Has been subjected to battery or extreme cruelty by such principal alien. B. Relief for abused derivative aliens, the Secretary of Homeland Security, 1. Shall grant or extend the status of admission of an abused derivative alien under Section 101A-15 or Section 2211 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act, under which the principal alien was admitted for the longer of A. The same period for which the principal was initially admitted. R. B. A period of 3 years, 2. May renew a grant or extension of status made under paragraph 1. 3. Shall grant employment authorization to an abused derivative alien. And 4. May adjust the status of the abused derivative alien to that of an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence if A. The alien is admissible under Section 212A or the Secretary of Homeland Security finds the alien's continued presence in the United States is justified on humanitarian grounds to ensure family unity or is otherwise in the public interest. And B. The status under which the principal alien was admitted to the United States would have potentially allowed for eventual adjustment of status. C. Effect of termination of relationship. Termination of the relationship with principal alien shall not affect the status of an abused derivative alien under this section if battery or extreme cruelty by the principal alien was one central reason for termination of the relationship. T. Procedures. Requests for relief under this section shall be handled under the procedures that apply to aliens seeking relief under Section 204A1C. 2. Table of Contents Amendment. The table of contents in the first section is amended by striking the item relating to Section 106 and inserting the following: Sec. 106, Relief for Abused Derivative Alien. Sec. 4414, Non-immigrant pruning land intemporarily in Hawaii. In general, Section 101A15DE, 8 U.S.C. 1101A15DE is amended. 1. By striking both places that term appears and inserting Hawaii and 2. By striking the semicolon at end and inserting or some other vessel or aircraft. B. Treatment of departures in administration of Section 101A15DE of Immigration and Nationality Act USC 1101A15DE. An alien crewman shall be considered to have departed from Hawaii, Guam, or the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands after leaving the territorial waters of Hawaii, Guam, or the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, respectively, without regard to whether the alien arrives in a foreign state before returning to Hawaii, Guam, or the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. C. Conforming Amendment Act, entitled an Act to amend the Immigration and Nationality Act to permit non-immigrant alien crewmen on fishing vessels to stop temporarily at ports in Guam, approved October 21, 1986, Public Law 99-505, 8 U.S.C. 1101 note, is amended by striking Section 2, Sec 4415. Treatment of Compact of Free Association Migrants, in General Title IIA U.S.C. 1151 exec, is amended by inserting after Section 214 the following, Sec 214A. Treatment of Compact of Free Association Migrants, notwithstanding any other provision of law with respect to eligibility for benefits for the federal program defined in 402b3c of the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996, 8 U.S.C. 1612b3c relating to the Medicaid program, sections 401a, 402b1, and 403a of the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996, 8 U.S.C. 1611a, 1612b1, 1613a shall not apply to any individual who lawfully resides in the United States in accordance with the Compacts of Free Association between the Government of the United States and the Governments of the Federated States of Micronesia, the Republic of the Marshall Islands, and the Republic of Palau. Any individual to which the preceding sentence applies shall be considered to be a qualified alien for purposes of Title IV of the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996, 8 U.S.C. 1601 exec, but only with respect to the designated federal program defined in Section 402b3c of such act relating to the Medicaid program, 8 U.S.C. 1612b3c. B. Conforming Amendments, Section 1108 of the Social Security Act, 42 U.S.C. 1308, is amended. 1. In subsection F, in the matter preceding paragraph 1, by striking subsection E and inserting subsections G and A, and 2. By adding at the end the following, H. The limitations of subsections F and G shall not apply with respect to medical assistance provided to an individual described in Section 214A of the Immigration and Nationality Act. See effective date. The amendments made by this section shall apply to benefits for items and services furnished on or after the date of the enactment of this act.